Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. In case you didn't know, National Small Business Week is arriving April 28th through May 4th this year, and our guest today will tell us what's happening that week in our state. Greg White is the South Carolina District Director for the U.S. Small Business Administration. Greg, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Mike, very much. It's a pleasure.
Tell us, what is going to be happening around our state during Small Business Week?
Mike, we've got a very busy week. And on April the 30th at the Richland County Library, we'll be having what we call a lender's matchmaker event, where we bring in numerous lenders and we match them up with potential borrowers who are looking to increase or grow their small businesses or either start a small business. We'll have counselors there to help them and support them with that. But that's going to be on April the 30th at Richland County Library from 9 to 2 p.m. And also on April the 30th, we've got a event going on in Charleston, South Carolina. It's called the Brails. It's put on by the South Carolina Veterans Business Outreach Center, located at the Citadel at the Baker School of Business. It'll be from 5:30 to 7:30, where you'll be meeting all the different attorneys, CPAs, counselors that can help a small business get started to keep growing. And that's going to be, again, lawyers, insurance agents, accountants, real estate agents, bankers, and resource partners are going to be there along with the Veterans Business Outreach Center. So that's going to be happening on April the 30th. And then May the 2nd is Meet the SBA. That's going to be at the Next Gen Innovation Center in University Ridge in Greenville, South Carolina. And that'll be on May the 2nd. It'll be from 9 to 10 a.m. where, again, that's going to be meeting with different partners and learn about how you can start your small business and what's available for them through the Small Business Administration. And finally, we're going on May the 1st, the City of Columbia, in conjunction with SBA, will open our Small Business Awards Ceremony and Procurement Matchmaker event. And that will be held at the Embassy Suites this year on Greystone Boulevard. And the way that's going to work, we'll have, again, a luncheon and a award ceremony for small businesses, but we'll have also a procurement matchmaker event where we'll have large and small businesses across the state come to meet with procurement businesses such as BMW, Boeing, other federal agencies such as the Department of Agriculture, DOT, and any of them that are interested in finding small businesses to contract with. And that'll be held there too. But we'll also be announcing our award winners at that time and presenting them with their awards.
If possible, can you share with us who these award winners are this year?
I'll be glad to. Our Small Business Person of the Year is Vicki Evans from Corg Management. Our Small Business Excellence and Innovation Center Award goes to the Columbia Area SBDC, or Small Business Development Center. Our Female Small Business Person of the Year is Tiffany Johnson-Wilson of Johnson & Wilson Real Estate Company. Our Minority Small Business Person of the Year is Courtney Scipio, IBA Vince Rental. And then our Rural Small Business Person of the Year is Barrier Island Oyster Company, LLC. That's Joseph Ebach. And then our Veteran Small Business Person of the Year is Buena Vista Information Sister, for Adrian Lordry. And then finally, well, not finally, we've got one more. We've got our Young Entrepreneur of the Year is Chandler Kellogg of Green Screen Repairs. After the Young Entrepreneur, 8A Firm of the Year, which is our contracting award, is Vicki Evans of Corg Management Group, LLC, who was also our Small Business Person of the Year. And I would like to take this time to thank the City of Columbia for supporting us and sponsoring us and partnering with us on this award ceremony that's going to be held on May the 1st at Embassy Suites. They've been a great partner for the Small Business Administration.
Well, Greg, we're looking forward to the event, all the events, actually, for that week. Thank you so much for sharing with us.
Well, thank you, Mike, and looking forward to supporting small businesses for the rest of the year. This is 1 week in the rest of the year, but small businesses are the mainstay of South Carolina, creating 99% of the businesses with 42% of the jobs. So they play a big role in South Carolina's economy.
Thanks again for your time.
Thanks, Mike.
Greg White is South Carolina District Director for the U.S. Small Business Administration. And Small Business Week coming again, April 28th through May 4th. We will have a link posted at our webpage for you to learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.